Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 20th day of January, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's just been the same thing. It's looking like the same thing into the future as far as we can look. I mean, it's getting down into the 20s early in the morning and up into the 40s, you know, the high 46 today. And, I mean, all the snow's melting away. That's down, at least the snow in the basin floor. I mean, snow in the high mountains, but not enough. I mean, this is, if we don't get more snow, we'll be looking at probably sucking smoke by, you know, May or June for the rest of the goddamn year. But hey, that's good for your respiratory system. Just don't get that COVID-19. Don't exist. COVID-19 don't exist. COVID-19 don't exist. All righty, let's see what we're going to look at first. Cops using civil forfeiture to organize armed car heists, robbing innocent people of over $1 million, and we're going to get into that as soon as we return. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, cops using civil forfeiture to organize armored car heists, people. Robbing innocent people of over $1 million. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Several federal law enforcement agencies and the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department are now the subject of a federal lawsuit. A lawsuit? This is armed fucking robbery. After they were caught pulling over vehicles from an armored car company and robbing them of their cash. The stops were completely baseless and no crime had been committed, and the cash inside the armored cars was from legal businesses, essentially making it literally highway robbery. I think that isn't a civil issue, is it? I think that's a criminal issue. These are goddamn people. They have no jurisdictional authority over anything in this United States. They are, in fact, a running violation of the 9th article of the People's Absolute Ratified Law of December 15, 1791, our common law known as the Bill of Rights. I mean, the 5th article says no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. And then due process of the law is described clearly. In the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th articles of the fucking Bill of Rights, the supreme, superior, absolute law and jurisdictional authority of we, the fucking people. This is a goddamn foreign corporation It is fucking, it is unlawful as unlawful gets. It's, I mean, it's treason, it's sedition, but we got to enforce it. Pulling over vehicles from an armored car company and robbing them of the cash. The stops were completely baseless. According to the lawsuit, they get a fucking lawsuit. What if you pulled somebody over with fucking committed armed robbery on the side of the goddamn road, which is exactly what this is? This is armed robbery. It's not, shit. Well, I guess if you got the right, if you got black clothes on and you got a fucking, union badge on your fucking chest, you can be a highwayman. Where's the law that protects the fucking people? Well, that'd be the Bill of Rights, and that means we're to the point to where we have to enforce our Bill of Rights. We have to enforce the law, the common law of this fucking country. We've no choice.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, the sad thing about it is, you know, there's no telling how long those criminals have been getting away with that.
Oh, they've been getting away with it for years, man. I mean, I read one, it's been quite a few years ago. Where they were, you know, they admitted that they had been taking people's money, and usually they go for poorer people because they can't, you know, afford to hire a law firm. The law firm makes a ton of money, and then they still end up getting their, very few people get their goddamn money back. Never a charge, never a conviction. I mean, this is as lawless as you fucking get. I mean, it's been going on way too fucking long. Like everything, every other violation of the fucking Bill of Rights has been going on way, way, way too long. They're getting to feel comfortable fucking doing it, people. You better start making them feel unfucking comfortable doing it. You better start putting some fucking fear into these motherfucking thieving pricks. According to the lawsuit, fuck a lawsuit. Oh, they're just going to sue you for the money you fucking stole at fucking at gunpoint. According to the lawsuit, Imperial Logistics, an armored car and fintech company that operates nationwide, is demanding a stop to the seizures as they have no basis under state or federal law and violate Imperial's constitutional rights. Well, I got news for you, Imperial. You're a fucking corporation. And as a corporation, you have no fucking, well, you might think you have constitutional rights. You do as individuals. But as a fucking corporation, you have no fucking goddamn authority or rights that you can fucking insert in a fucking common law court, which is where this shit should be. But they've removed the common law court. So where are we at, people? That's right, the second fucking article. That's the final solution to the fucking enforcement of that goddamn law that our forefathers fought and died fucking by the scores to get for us. And it's written, it's ratified, it's fucking law. And citizens arrest, for somebody fucking with a taillight out, but you'll let these motherfucking international fucking criminals, they're pulling people, fucking armored cars over people. You did that, would it be a fucking civil lawsuit? Or would they fucking charge you with fucking armed robbery and look, you'd be looking at 20 years in fucking prison under the fucking administrative admiralty, and you would be fucking convicted, I promise you. Not lawfully convicted.
I got something for you, Harry.
Go ahead, brother.
I got something for you. Let's see. The government robs, and they bring in the drugs. But
yep.
They spy on us.
Yep.
So I'm figuring, who are the true criminals then?
I think we know who the true criminals are. I mean, if you're...
Exactly.
I don't care if you know if you're getting high on pot or whatever you're doing. If you're not bothering anybody else, you're exercising your right to liberty. If there is no individual sovereign national... come in their individual capacity and take you through the due process you're guaranteed in that Bill of Rights, you aren't breaking no goddamn laws, no matter what the fuck you're doing. This is an occupation. This is a foreign fucking occupation led by the Zionist fucking Jews going all the way to the top to the Rothschilds and the crown heads of fucking Europe. And people got to realize it. This, what they're calling the judicial system of America, that's a foreign fucking goddamn private operation. It belongs to the Queen of England. Fuck that fat bitch. She has no jurisdictional authority over this fucking American national, I'll tell you right now. Neither do none of her guys. This is just like the fucking British sending troops over back in 76, 77, you know, shit, you know, by the boatloads taking over the fucking goddamn governorships and shit and putting the country under martial law. That's what you fucking got here. They're pulling fucking armored cars over. And taking the fucking cash according to the lawsuit. And they're getting a lawsuit. Well, maybe that's all they can get in the goddamn administrative admiralty. But I guarantee you in the goddamn common law courts, that's a civil fucking crime. And you're asking, I mean, fucking as an individual, because you are doing this under the fucking color. And the fucking, and just even saying that you have fucking a lawful right to do this. You do not. It's in direct violation of the fifth article, no matter else what. But it's absolutely in violation of the ninth article and the tenth article. You can have no power like this. You can have no authority like this. It's against the fucking law. But it is the people's law. The fucking aristocracy have already claimed themselves as a ruling elite. They're walking around like goddamn duchesses and dukes and fucking goddamn lords of the manor. And people are fucking accepting it. You can't fucking accept this. You want to live on your fucking knees? Get on your fucking knees and stay there. And stay the fuck away from the rest of us. Because you make me want to puke. I mean, those armored cars, those got armed guards. Those armed guards should have opened up on them motherfuckers. That's highway fucking robbery by definition. Do we still use the English language? See, Imperial's constitutional rights, which they do not have. Corporations do not have constitution. They might have fucking policies under the fucking, under the corporation, but the constitution doesn't even fucking enter into the realm. Your constitutional rights belong to the individuals, not to a fucking corporation, which is a piece of fucking paper. And no, there's no judicial authority in the state either, which is a fucking piece of paper. And they're, not to mention, it's not even a state, it's a corporation. Same with the fucking county, same with the goddamn federal. Constitutional rights, they are being represented by the Institute for Justice. Oh, the Institute for Justice, you mean the goddamn, the Queen's fucking esquires? The private fucking goddamn closed fucking union for the private fucking law that the Queen of fucking England has fucking instituted in this goddamn country by what fucking authority? By the authority of we not fucking stopping it. By us fucking allowing it. We could run these fuckers out of here and fucking nothing. It'd be nothing to do it. And they'd have to send their fucking Chinese and we could get this son of a bitch and shit over with. And we can fucking kick their ass easy. But I mean, you're seeing the worm turn. I mean, you're seeing it from every fucking angle. People are saying, fuck you. Fuck you, thieving goddamn lowlife motherfucker. Which, they're criminals. We've always called them the international corporate mafia. Why? Because that's what they fucking are. By definition of the English fucking language, they are the international corporate fucking mafia. This is nothing but highway robbery using badges. Yes, what the fucking badge is? Just a union fucking badge. Put a fucking bullet through it. You're driving one of those armored cars and these fucking road bandits pull you over to fucking steal the... I mean, you're supposed to guard that money. That's your fucking job. Said IJ senior attorney Dan Albin, Imperial is transporting proceeds from legal businesses and financial institutions. These seizures don't stop crime or improve. I don't care if they did stop crime. I don't care if they did improve public safety. They are in violation of the highest law of this fucking land. These motherfuckers, just them existing, this fucking corporate fucking Blackwater USA. There's no consent for no goddamn government to have, for fucking anybody to have goddamn jurisdictional authority over we the fucking people, unless we obtain it through a fucking common law court. We're guaranteed it. I'm not in the fucking military, and neither are these fucking people that, well, I guess they're joined with the goddamn corporation, so they have to take their fucking goddamn bitch to the fucking. But see, the imperial's constitutional right. Imperial is a fucking a corporation. Only individuals have rights. They are the natural rights of individuals. That's what they want. They want our individuality removed. They cannot have their fucking one world order, one world fucking banking system, and one world fucking slave system without getting rid of that fucking procedural due process contained in that fucking absolute fucking law that they cannot change. They couldn't change it if they wanted. Oh, we'll do a con. Well, first you had the Supreme Court. Well, the Supreme Court just by itself. We're just gonna change that. You fucking try it. You fucking try violating that fucking law. You bring the violations to the people. Quit fucking around playing these fucking games. We're gonna do this. We'll get you. This is how they fucking fight people. Like the guy, the truck driver yesterday from fucking up in Canada. You know, talking about, you know, I'm cleaning my truck. I'm done. You know, I'm done working. Because and they're using these goddamn corporate licensings that cannot exist. They're not supposed to be in our goddamn business. They never were. We were guaranteed they never would be. Even the Federalist Papers, that was their argument. Why, it's not like the central government's going to have any authority over the fucking individual free sovereign national. You don't need a Bill of Rights. There's no, look, read it. There's nothing in there that could be used against you. Well, I see that general welfare clause that can be interpreted to mean any fucking thing. And I also see that commerce clause, which has been interpreted to mean, and they've done it through those two fucking clauses. All this hell we're living through came from those two fucking clauses. And they were addressed in the Anti-Federalist Papers, and finally they were taken care of by that fucking ratification of the fucking Bill of Rights, December 15, 1791. It all ended there. We the people are in charge. We're the big dogs. You fucking work for us, bitch. But then, so they go down in 1871, and they remove the fucking Union in violation of the Ninth Article, because they could have no authority to remove any fucking goddamn law. I mean, you can't fucking write law that is in contrast to the fucking ratified law of the fucking people. We're the fucking jurisdictional authority of this country. We're the defenders of this fucking country. It's our lives. Our ancestors put their goddamn liberty above their fucking lives, and they took that Bill of Rights. With guns. They died and they killed people to get it. And it was on each generation to fucking keep it and keep it in place and keep it strong. But you had the generation, a couple of world wars. That'll kind of make your mind wonder. You won't be teaching your kids the right things. And then they gave the fucking, public schools. You don't even have to teach your own fucking children. We're going to do that for you. And then the 70s, it was, this recession stuff and all this stuff. Mom's got to quit fucking raising the kids. You know, a homemaker used to be a goddamn, it is an occupation. Raising kids and keeping a house. That was your goddamn homemaker. Hey, go ahead.
hey, you know what, though? As much as we hate these SOBs, I mean, you got to admire the things that they have done. I mean, to come up with the crap they have came up with, but we also know that they are just 100% just pure evil. I mean, no normal person thinks about, you know, false flags. No normal person thinks about, you know, create a problem, get a reaction, and provide a solution that is going to be bad for people. We don't think like that. But these evil SOBs, man, they do, and they need to be taken down. I don't even think they're human, man. I don't know what they are. I mean, for them to cultivate the things they have done, for them to just lie and want to just enslave people, something is wrong with these people. And if they really do get 100% of what they want through, man, they are going to rip humanity apart and enslave humanity. But it's not going to happen on my watch. And I'm going to fight to my last breath.
Goddamn right.
Rothschilds and Rockefeller and all your ilk. And NSA, we know y'all listen to Henry. I don't care. Bring it. Bring it. And quit pussyfooting around and quit trying to bring a new world order through a fucking shot and fight us like freaking men.
Oh, that's what they'll never do. That's why they are separate. They are different. They are the cowards. They are the fucking, they are the people that fucking were just, I mean, they have no goddamn balls. And I think that's one of their big fucking mental problems, is they do not have the fucking gumption to even, I mean, do their own fighting. They've never done their own fucking fighting. I mean, you can go back to the, I mean, in the ancient days, like in the kings of, but I guarantee you that motherfucker, they tried to make it look like, oh, you know, Robert the Bruce fucking saved fucking Scotland after it was actually fucking William Wallace, a fucking common man that fucking did the ass kicking. And then they fuck, but they could not have that. They could not have the common fucking people just owning what, you know, equal shares of everything that fucking was there. You gotta have somebody to fucking worship. I don't want nobody to worship. I want to be left the fuck alone. I want to do what I want to fucking do, and as long as I'm not bothering anybody, they could fucking fuck off. Fuck off and die. I don't give a shit. If there is a fucking problem, we have the common law fucking courts that are supposed to be in place that are not. And we have the tool to litigate. That is the Bill of Rights. It is the maximums. It is the procedures that must be followed to the fucking letter. You can't, if you fuck up on one of them, you're done. You can't go, you're done, it's over, it's dismissed, you cannot do it. You can't fuck up, and these motherfuckers, like, just like this goddamn, civil forfeiture shit. They're not even goddamn filing a fucking phony charge. And it would be a phony fucking charge because they have no jurisdiction to be out there on your goddamn highways to begin with. We never consented to a fucking policing force over we the people that's to be run by our fucking servants? Really? And you know, it ain't like it's gonna be a fucking anarchy and chaos. That's what we have now. All we have to do is simply fucking as counties fucking elect a fucking sheriff and make that fucker swear. If you want to be sheriff, you're gonna swear into the common fucking law jurisdiction. And you will arrest anybody that tries to fucking exercise admiralty on this goddamn continent under the ninth article. I mean, in this country, under the ninth article. Because they cannot have that fucking authority. It's written plain for a third grader to understand. And the tenth article takes it to the fucking states. The same restrictions. But as long as we fail to fucking enforce the fucking law there, well, fuck, what's going to stop them? I mean, goddammit, it's like these people that are crashing into these stores and fucking looting them out. They go in and they fucking just go in there like, some of them just fucking just walk in there and just, as long as you keep it under $990, it ain't even a fucking misdemeanor. I think it's a fucking fine. And they're just doing it right out in front of God and everybody and fucking, hey, you know what? Too fucking bad. Nobody's gonna prosecute it. If there is no goddamn, consequence to their action, why should they fucking stop? And the people that are doing it, I mean, goddammit, even if they were arrested in the Admiralty, nobody in the goddamn prisons is there lawfully because they have not received procedural due process as guaranteed under the fucking Bill of Rights in the common law. They've been convicted under a foreign fucking jurisdiction that is the Queen's of England's jurisdiction. I'm not a fucking Englishman. I'm an American national, an individual free sovereign American national, and I'm on a par with you, you fat little bitch. I'm the sovereign of this fucking country, and it's my fucking country, and what you have done, you have had your fucking looters come over. It's just like in the days of old when they gave the letters of mark to the fucking pirates. Yeah, you can go ahead now you can, it's not stealing anymore. You're not a pirate that can be hung. You're just fucking capturing fucking goods under a letter of mark from the Queen. What the fuck made it different? Oh, the Queen signed on to it and you're giving her a percent. So you can go ahead, isn't this the same thing we're looking at right here? Don't these people have a letter of mark from the fucking goddamn corporate aristocracy that is run by the Queen of fucking England? Don't they have the fucking, I mean, they're saying, yeah, we can stop you. Armored fucking cars now. This is what happens when you fucking do not take care of things right out, right? Nip it in the fucking bud. Now they're hitting armored fucking cars. And we sit here and fuck, well, today we'll sit and we'll raise hell about it, but until, I mean, them people that are guarding that money, they should be fucking fired. And if they're going to come at you with goddamn, they also ought to have fucking 50 caliber fucking Barretts in those motherfuckers, and if they come and try to fucking stop them, they should refuse to stop, and they should fucking open up on them motherfuckers. They're fucking robbers. They're highwaymen. By definition of the English language. This ain't me talking. This is the English fucking language. Definition. Oh, man. This is nothing but highway robbery. That's correct. Using badges. No, I think they're using guns, said IJ Senior Attorney Dan Albin. Imperial is transporting proceeds from legal businesses to financial institutions. These seizures don't stop crime or improve public safety. What in the fuck? Even if they did, you can't do it. You can't create a jurisdiction where it is forbidden by law. You can't just say, well, I'm a company. I mean, it's just fucking Walmart. Like some guy fucking wrote a thing yesterday, and they're talking about, you know, Texas fighting about this. You know, they're down there to supposedly defend their border. They're just helping them bring the son of a bitches in. But God bless Texas or some kind of shit, you know, for being strong or something. Hey, they're fucking Walmart. Texas is Walmart. Every fucking state that are calling what used to be states is Walmart. They're corporations. We need to crush these fucking corporations, destroy them, take all the wealth they have fucking stolen, and then fucking hang their fucking asses. We can do it by the fucking law. We have the law behind us, and we won't fucking do it. I don't understand. The people of England, I mean, they fucking scored a big one yesterday, man. They got a bunch of that fucking shit crammed back down them prick's throat. And they got, of course, they're saying, well, it's because we had such good response. But no, they threatened the son of a bitch. We'll get rid of your fucking ass. We will fucking get rid of your fucking ass. And until you are, they fear you, they're not going to do a goddamn thing. Why shouldn't they? They'll keep stealing. Why shouldn't they keep stealing when there's no consequence to fucking stealing? They just enrich these agencies, which get to split the proceeds from civil forfeiture. These funds are only being seized because of the profit incentive. Listen to what they're telling you. And that's not remotely legal or constitutional. No, there's no, don't mention that constitution, because you fuckers right there running them armored cars are a part of the fucking unlawful corporation that is in place of the fucking goddamn, what was supposed to be republic, which was never a republic. This is so impossible to talk about because the people never fucking agreed to that constitution. It was never ratified by the people's representatives or the people themselves through a national referendum. Nobody agreed to it. We just saw what it was, and the people who understood it, the anti-federalists, put fucking law in, created law to put it in check. To make sure these motherfuckers never did what they're doing, exactly what they're doing to us today. That's why that fucking Bill of Rights was written. And that's why it was ratified by the states. It was law before it was ever fucking put on that Constitution. That's why all they want to talk about is the constitutional rights. No, those rights do not come from that Constitution. That Constitution is above, I mean, that goddamn Bill of Rights is above that Constitution. It is the monitor over that Constitution. It is the people's check on that Constitution. And the powers that that goddamn aristocracy assumed. Because they assumed, they created a goddamn government in the middle of a fucking uprising. That's not fucking a legitimate government to begin with. And the reason they did not have that constitution ratified by the people is because the people wouldn't fucking do it. If it was up to the people, fuck no, we ain't giving you jurisdiction. We ain't giving you shit. You're the motherfuckers we rose up against in first place. You're the king's men. The king's men ended up in fucking charge, didn't they? Or am I missing something here? According to you, that's what just a U, no, I, it's IJ, I guess what it is. They have those toes right close together. On five separate occasions since May 2021, local law enforcement officers stopped Imperial vehicles on highways. During three of these stops, officers seized the bank deposits the vehicles were transporting. Sheriff's office, sheriff's office, the sheriff's office in California and Kansas, then transferred the funds to federal law enforcement to take advantage of the lax federal civil forfeiture practices. What do you mean lax? You are breaking the goddamn law. I can read it fucking to you. No person, you can't seize something without a fucking warrant. You first place, you son of a bitch. That's the procedural due process that you have to go through. And the fifth article tells you, you cannot be denied of life, liberty, or property without the due process of the law, which means a fucking warrant. And that warrant has to come from a goddamn common law court under the common law jurisdiction. It has to come via a filing by an individual in their individual capacity against you in your individual capacity before you can even get a warrant or a writ. But this goes, if it's a civil crime, it goes straight to the fucking grand jury, which the fucking, there ain't no DAs in this goddamn country. And they just tell you, it's like COVID. COVID-19 doesn't, DAs don't fucking exist. They can't. You can't have two opposing fucking guys, laws enforce a fucking policy that violates the higher law. And the highest law in this land is we the people. It's our fucking country. Our fucking law. Ratified by us. But you're gonna say, fuck all your goddamn rights. I mean, we've talked about it before in the book, the making of the Bill of Rights. When the Continental Congresses all got together, the fucking people came in, because the people had already been fighting the fucking British for over a fucking year. They came in and they said, we want goddamn Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights, screaming it. And then the fucking rich aristocracy, the son of a bitches that were fucking doing the king's bidding and were oppressing the fucking people, taking their fucking property. They were the goddamn people that the fucking, average people, the people who were getting fucked, that's the people who rose up, that's who they rose up against. They didn't go to England and rise up against the king. They rose up against the goddamn local goddamn colonial governments that were the king's fucking goddamn tools, that were the king's fucking men. And when the goddamn whole thing was over, who ended up in charge? Who ended up with the charter? Who went to goddamn England and became lords and of this land here and promised to insert the queen's fucking law above the fucking people's fucking rights? That's what the whole fight was about, you motherfuckers. And we're ready to fight you right now. You're not going to subjugate us. You're not going to take our goddamn property. What you've taken, you're going to fucking give back. You are going to see a fucking rope. You will be tried, convicted, and fucking hung. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't care if you're a Rothschild living on top of the fucking Mount Everest. We'll go up there and get your ass. Drag it back down the fucking mountain. Drag you into that fucking court, convict your ass, and hang you on the spot, or put you up against a fucking wall. And that better be the fucking attitude that you people start taking, because let them entrench. The more they entrench, the more of us that are going to have to die to get the fuckers out of here. And you know it. So when you're sitting there polishing your gun, having all your little daydreams about the battles you're going to fight, and then you fucking are doing shit about what's happening right in front of your fucking eyes, you're not taking any fucking action, just sitting there daydreaming. Just keep fucking daydreaming until they kick your fucking door in, come in, rape your fucking wife, and it'll be a chink, man, a Chinaman, or maybe a fucking El Salvadorian, or a goddamn Guatemalan. They'll come in, and they'll fucking rape your fucking wife right in front of you, get that gun out, and polish it. Polish that motherfucker. If they know you got that gun and it's really fucking polished and you got ammunition, shit, they're gonna turn around, they're gonna leave. No, they're not. You gotta fucking call them on it. You gotta pull that fucking trigger and give them the incentive to fucking fear your ass and get the fuck away from you. Or you're pissing up a wet rope, period. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Shiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1243 Pacific Time, and of course that was Kid Rock with Podong. And everybody know Podong. Because everybody ain't a fucking city fucker walking around with his goddamn pants hanging down on his fucking knees with his nasty ass fucking shorts sticking out. We got fucking men out here ready to fucking face your asses, you sons of bitches. You thieving fucking Jew pricks. And we were talking about the civil forfeiture, and we were on five separate occasions since May. Local law enforcement have stopped Imperial vehicles on highway. During three of these stopped, officers seized the bank deposits. Isn't that robbery? I would fire the goddamn people running the armored car. I don't care what kind of clothes a son of a bitch has. They come in, they're fucking coming at you with fucking guns and taking your goddamn, your fucking load of money you're carrying. You're supposed to fucking shoot them. You're supposed to guard that goddamn money. But it's hard to have any compassion for a goddamn corporation, because that's what this is now. And they're starting to get into the rich people's money. Now we might have to file a lawsuit. Wow. How about enforcing the goddamn law and putting these motherfuckers in prison for fucking armed robbery? Through the fucking common law courts, the highest courts in this fucking land that are fucking, you've just decided that they're not going to be? Well, the goddamn law says they are. And they're going to be again. You've declared war. Fight the fucker and let's get this shit over with so we can get our courts back in place so that we can start fucking living like human beings again. You know, we're pretty repetitive on this fucking broadcast because it all comes down to showing each fucking one of these outrageous fucking acts and complete violation of every fucking word of the fucking Bill of Rights. And they don't have no goddamn say over it. They never did. That was what was to keep them motherfuckers away from us so that we could live our lives in liberty and freedom and we could own our property. And we could think what we want to think, do anything we wanted to do, as long as we were not fucking harming the rights of another. And if there was, then we had the goddamn courts to fucking settle the fucking issue. And that's what we got to get back. It ain't like it's just we go get rid of all the fucking Blackwater USA and then chaos. Like that's what they're trying to show you. Oh, you get rid of the Blackwater USA, you'll have chaos. Not if you elect a fucking sheriff. And elect a fucking deputy, and elect a goddamn fucking coroner and a judge and swear them all in the common law. Then all of us, all of the fucking population of the fucking, make our fucking towns back into fucking townships. Make our fucking counties back into counties instead of districts within the District of Columbia that can't exist on our fucking land because it is of the admiralty. And we're not going to live under administrative admiralty fucking dictatorship. It has no constant to it. It is not law. Law can only be interpreted one way. It cannot be used arbitrarily to fuck people. That's why the Bill of Rights was fucking written. That's why it's our duty to fucking enforce it. Declassified video shows U.S. drone strike on civilians. Now, you know, they've finally getting around to this. But I remember back when this fucking happened. They fucking go out and they talk about, oh, we got to save the world. Oh, COVID's getting, oh, you got to take a shot or we're going to get, shut the trucking down. We're going to starve you. This is all being done. They think that they give a fuck about anybody's lives but their fucking own, and their own little fucking criminal cabal, is fucking foolish. And then, here you go right here. This is from RT. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Pentagon has released surveillance video showing a U.S. airstrike that killed 10 civilians in the Afghan capital last year. One of the final American combat missions in the country at Washington, as Washington ended its two-decade war. It was Washington's two-decade war. The people, they don't represent we the people. It's a fucking corporation. And the people that went and fought that fucking war, you fought for a fucking, the goddamn United Nations. Because the corporation, the United States Corporation, is a corporation. Now they're making a bigger fucking corporation. that they think are going to fucking make fucking laws that make you fucking slave, a one-world citizen, communist slave. But you know, we have the Bill of Rights. We are the fucking authority in this country, and we got the goddamn guns to back it. We got the guns to enforce our law. Run the motherfuckers out. Take the United States back. And once we the people have it back, there'll be no goddamn outside interference. Everybody who does not belong here will go. You'll go because you'll be outrunning bullets. You will fucking, like I said, fucking fetching somebody across the fucking river and handing them a fucking goddamn check and a goddamn plane ticket's one thing. That's incentive to do something. You talk, want to see a bigger fucking incentive? Fire fucking guns at the son of a bitches and watch them go the other way. And you won't have to help them get across that goddamn river. They'll swim that son of a bitch or they'll die. Fuck them. Get them out of here. And everything that's happened, again, we've allowed it. Published in the New York Times on Wednesday, the declassified 25-minute video shows the moment that an Afghan aid worker and 9 other non-combatants, including 7 children, were killed in the U.S. strike. Now, isn't that a goddamn international crime? Oh, that's right. There is no fucking international courts. There's all been a fucking Jewish goddamn Zionist fucking lie from the get-go. And they started that shit during their 2 phony-ass fucking world wars. Well, we need an international fucking alliance. No, we don't. If you got enough goddamn atomic bombs and hydrogen bombs and fucking the war machine that enough to fucking destroy the planet, what do you need anybody for? We have all the resources. We don't need nothing from the rest of the fucking world. Throw everybody out of this country that came here as an act of fucking fraud. And what's left, goddamn, we'll be in paradise, especially when we take our goddamn wealth back. We could take a 100-year fucking vacation and still have fucking money in the bank. Real money, gold and silver. We want our goddamn gold and silver back. We want it accounted for, you motherfuckers. And when you can't account for it, you're going to get strung up. Make no mistake about it. You're fucking, your ass is on the way out of here right now. Okay, while the military initially claimed the strike targeted members of the Islamic State, IS, member of the Al-Qaeda, I mean, all this fucking shit, there was so many fucking names, it's just like this fucking COVID lie. COVID-19 doesn't exist, and all these variants that came from Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda meant the list. It was what it came from when we were in Afghanistan. Our CIA was in Afghanistan, giving surface-to-air missiles, shoulder-held surface-to-air missiles to the goddamn Afghans because they were invaded by the fucking Russians. That's where the goddamn name Al-Qaeda came from. It means the list. It's just a list of fucking people working for the United States CIA to fucking foil the plans of the fucking Russians to get in there and get those rare earth minerals and the opium trade. Well, I guess they made them a deal finally after 2 fucking decades and people, God, you know, you poor son of bitches that fucking fell for it. You were never fighting for your country. There was never a declared fucking war. You were fighting for the United fucking Nations. You were fighting for the one world fucking order. You were fighting for those who would fucking enslave you and enslave your family and rape your fucking daughter and rape your fucking son, rape your fucking dog, and then shoot you all while you polish your fucking gun. Oh, man. Members of the Islamic State, fuck you, who were transporting explosives with one senior official deeming the operation righteous. Oh, yeah, it's righteous to kill little kids. I mean, these are the people that are claiming that we're going to put a gun to your head and make you take this shot because we want to save fucking people's lives. You fucking murdering son of a bitches. 250 million killed in the 20th century, and they intend to make that pale in comparison to what they're killing right now across the goddamn planet. But the people across the planet are rising up. But you're not going to see it. They're not going to show us kicking their fucking ass. Think about it. If you were in their shoes. I mean, their lie is the fucking COVID-19 does not exist. My people that realize it now. I mean, the fucking globals has always worked. It's just like Guy Carr and fucking Pons in the game. They use the same fucking systems, and they've always worked. They're not working this time. What happened? The fucking internet's what happened. Before they could get the fucking handed over to the Chinese and get fucking rooms full of Chinese fucking rewriting and taking and fuck down parts of the, you know, all of the fucking documentation of the fucking unlawful fucking acts of the international corporate mafia, people already knew the truth. People already know the truth. That's why all you can do is sit around and fucking threaten us, because we're fucking ready for your ass. We know what your intent is, and you're not going to subjugate us. We will not be your goddamn slaves, and there ain't going to be no fucking queen we bend the knee to. We'll fucking plant that fucking bitch if the people of fucking England ain't already done it already. Which they should be. That should be your fucking goal, to get rid of that fucking monarchy once and for all. Those son of a bitches have fucking parasited off you for fucking how many goddamn fucking decades? How many goddamn... Oh, man. Anyway, that's, the people are fucking in, like, in places like England and, fucking France and fucking, other countries. They are, they're tearing the shit. I mean, that one, I can't remember exactly where it was. They live by the ocean there. And they fucking, one of their pricks, and they just pelting them with fucking seaweed and driving. I mean, they're doing it with fuck, they're fighting with seaweed. You got guns. Oh, I wouldn't want to, well, if I shoot it, I'll wear it out. Well, no, that's what the son of a bitch is for. You're wearing it out from the outside in instead of from the inside out, because you're polishing the fucking holes in the son of a bitch instead of using it. Where were we? Righteous, yeah. A senior official claimed it was right. It's righteous to kill little children. It was later forced. To backtrack and acknowledge that any civilians, that only civilians were killed in the attack. So that, I mean, there's some fucking innocent fucking people. You paid for the fucking drone to go up there and fucking kill a bunch of fucking innocent people. That's where your wealth's going. To the industrial war complex, and every one of you motherfuckers in that industrial war, you're gonna, I don't know if hanging is gonna fucking suit the people. The fucking horrendous fucking acts you have committed. I mean, there might have to be invent some new punishments here. Slow fucking death, like you're trying to give us by 1,000 cuts. Righteous, really. Civilians killed in the attack. Ahead of the strike, two MQ-9 Reaper drones trailed a white Toyota Corolla driven by a man later identified as Zamari Ahmadi, an aid worker with the U.S.-based Nutrition and Education International. After following him for some time, Ahmadi's car was struck as he pulled into the driveway of his home, seen around 8 minutes into the footage. The blast engulfed the property, instantly killing Ashmadi and several children who rushed out to greet him, and as well as other family members nearby. A probe by the Air Force, somebody's gonna get, no, they're not getting no trouble. That's what they're supposed to be doing. Killing as many people as they fucking can. And we'll investigate it. And we'll pay the Queen's fucking, esquires fucking piles of fucking billions of fucking dollars. So, yeah, they did it. But, it's credible evidence, but, the DA don't want to prosecute it. Well, there ain't no such thing as a fucking DA. The DA is a fucking misnomer. It's a fucking lie. It can't exist within our fucking system of law. The supreme, superior, absolute, fucking ratified law, ratified by we the people, that was ratified law, the law of this fucking land before it was ever put on that goddamn worthless, fucking fraudulent Constitution. Get that through your heads. The Constitution was built by the same fucking people that the American nationals rose up against in fucking Concord. They were, you gotta know, they weren't rising up because they had a Bill of Rights or something. They were fighting for their colonial Bill of Rights. They were fighting for their rights under British fucking laws, British citizens. And in the end, when we had to kick the fuck out of them motherfuckers and throw them out of this country, we decided this ain't going to happen to us again. You will not enslave us. Keep your monarchical asses the fuck away from us or we'll kill you. And now here we are embracing goddamn Prince Harry and his fucking cunt from this country. Oh, he could run for office, you know. He might be the first president, little Georgie. Isn't that kind of ironic? Their little Georgie might be the first goddamn royal member of the royal family to be a president of the United States. He's growing up. I mean, this is fucking, Albert Pike told you this is what they were going to do. It ain't like the people haven't noticed. The people didn't pay attention and the people didn't. I mean, it was easier. You were living. I'm having fun, man. I ain't got time for this, man. That's why when you try to talk to people and they already know. And now this is, everybody's listening. Everybody's listening to me now. You hear it. You hear it. You hear it. Yeah, they're listening to you now because they're fucking feeling it. And that's what I 30 fucking years, 35 years, however long I've been fucking doing this. That's the way it was. You know, you try to tell people things that, show them fucking documented evidence of what was going on. And they did not want to take the time to look at it, not because it fucking, approved or disapproved or even had anything. They didn't even want to think about it. I'm having a good time. I've got my job and I get my fucking football game on the weekends and I drink beer and I have my buddies over and fuck, I'm a member of the fucking Masonic Lodge, so I got a plenty and heck, man, I don't want nothing to do with this shit. But now they're coming after you too, aren't they? What did you think? That they could get rid of goddamn the world population down to 500 million and you were gonna be one of them? Man, that's some pretty big fucking odds, ain't it? Like the lottery, the rigged lottery, by the way. Oh, man. Anyway, back to this, the probe. Okay. The probe by the Air Force concluded that the operation did not violate any laws and recommended no disciplinary action. Blowing up a fucking civilian and his aid worker and fucking his family and a bunch of children. No, they didn't break no laws. Out here in fucking international, because there ain't no fucking laws. There's no international law. The fucking Constitution is not the fucking law of this land for we the people. The only law we have is the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the common law for the United States of these Americas, complete with the maxims and procedures. It's not that fucking hard to get to your head, is it? It's written at a third grade level. And now that, I'll tell you, more and more people every day are going to be wanting to listen. Keep threatening too. Keep doing your fucking threats, man. If sooner or later you're going to have to fucking try and go through with some of this shit that you're saying. You're going to have to enforce it. And the second you fucking do, you're going to get blasted in the fucking face. And then once people see that, man, all it takes is just like Lexington and Concord. How many people were there? Wasn't that goddamn many, but once they broke loose, it broke loose every fucking where. Everybody was fucking sick of it, and they didn't have near the fucking tyranny inflicted upon them that we've had inflicted upon us. But they came out, it's like when the road back from fucking Concord, back to fucking Boston. The people were literally coming out of their houses with their fucking guns and shooting the motherfuckers down. They tore them up all the way fucking back to Boston. Then they surrounded Boston and shot them the fuck out of there with cannons. They must have been pretty pissed. It couldn't have just been a little local issue, could it? And the same thing's about to happen again. Only this time they didn't have world organizations back in 1775 and 76. They didn't have the goddamn United, and that's really who we're fighting. We're fighting goddamn fucking foreigners. They're all fucking foreigners. You goddamn have people in your goddamn Congress that are, this generation, they came here as so-called refugees, and they're sitting in a goddamn seat of power? They don't even know your fucking law? They don't even know the history of your country? They can barely speak your fucking language? What the fuck's wrong with the people who can trace their lineage back to the beginning? Shouldn't they be the ones that are up there because they know it the best, protecting the fucking freedom and liberty? You would think so. This is all planned. Everything that happens from here on out. I mean, there's no fucking just all oopsie-daisy and oh, we overreacted on COVID and COVID-19. It exists. No, it don't. And you know it don't. You've admitted it doesn't. The vaccine is not a vaccine. It's a goddamn biological kill agent. You are intending to cull the world's population to fulfill your fucking written fucking statement on the Georgia Guidestones. Plain and simple. And we're going to fucking mow you down for trying it. This country will be independent. We will have no fucking connection with no motherfucking country. You fuckers want to go out there and kill each other down to a man. But I think the people of the fucking different countries, that's not what they want. They want to live their lives, live happy, and be left the fuck alone, just like we do. I'm not going to have time if I don't hurry. Here it is. UK ends vaccine passports, mask mandates, as Prime Minister faces call for resignation. And I'm not going to read how they try to cover it up through this thing. Oh, it's this and that. And then at the end they tell you, well, actually the people said they're going to fucking dump your fucking ass. And the people just fucking said, fuck you. And they stood up together and said, fuck you. And they didn't even have the goddamn Bill of Rights we have that fucking allows us to say, not only say fuck you, but to kill the son of a bitches. At any rate, we're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And you're going to hear it over and over and over again because the repetitive truth is going to fucking, it's already knocked the piss out of this fucking, Goebbels has failed this time. They've never had this happen to them, people. They don't know how to react. So you can expect anything from them. World wars, when they've been scared and they figured that the people are about ready to fucking hang their ass, they've always went straight to a world war, but refused to fight it. Hand them over. Here's the son of a bitches that you got the problem with, whoever you are. Take them and go. You come onto our fucking land, we'll kill every goddamn one of you. And you fucking Chinese come over here and think you're going to fucking rule us? We will destroy your whole fucking country. We will wipe your people off the fucking face of this planet. Get that through your head, little dick. That is the word from the trenches.